In 1872, Alexis Cardinal, who had been a servant to Father Lacombe, constructed a mission on the Elbe River, about 18 kilometers south of Cochrane. Oblate Bishop Vital Grandin, at the request of Chief Crowfoot, agreed to the establishment of the mission and named it Notre-Dame de la Paix, Our Lady of Peace. Father Scolan was sent to the mission and, upon inspection of the log hut, accepted it as a church. This became the first church building of any denomination south of the Red Deer River. Today, there is a cairn to mark the site. The next church built in the area was constructed at Morley in 1875 by Reverend George McDougall and his son John. In the same year, Andrew Sibbald arrived to teach on the reserve. By 1892, the town of Mitford was large enough to consider the establishment of a church in this community. It appears that the fact the church came into being was largely the result of the efforts of Lady Adela Cochrane. Funds were solicited in England from the friends of Lady Adela, and along with some contributions by a few parishioners, enough money was raised to build a church. The lumber came from Tom Cochrane's sawmill. Stained glass windows were shipped from England, and many of the furnishings were provided by Lady Adela's family and friends. However, by 1896, the town was all but abandoned, and in 1899, the church was moved to Cochrane, despite the vehement objections of Lady Adela, living in England, who refused to believe that Mitford was dead. In 1894, a census conducted by the Oblates found that there were 80 Catholics living in the area, and a decision was made to build a church in Cochrane. The new church was built on land donated by James Johnson, father of Mrs. Frank Sibbald, and was dedicated in November of 1895. Up to this time, Catholics and Protestants had held their services in the tiny schoolhouse and the CPR section house. In 1899, the Protestants decided it was time to build a church, and St. Andrew's was born, with the first Presbyterian church being built on the site of the present church. It was interesting to note that, according to some, the first Catholic church was to be dedicated to St. Andrew, but the Catholic parishioners insisted that the Protestants had chosen the name first, so the Catholic church was dedicated to St. Mary. Cochrane's vitality as a community up to the First World War seems to be evident in the growth of the churches. Because of an influx of men from Belgium and France coming to work in the brickyards, an addition was added to the Catholic Church in 1908. The move of the Anglican Church to Cochrane from Mitford was done to serve the Anglicans in the area. A rectory was built in 1901 to serve St. Mary's, and a manse was built in 1904 to house the Presbyterian minister. A cemetery was established in 1907 on land donated by Pete Collins. By 1909, the tiny Presbyterian church was too small, and the cornerstone was laid for a new church, with dedication taking place in 1910. The late 20s and 30s were a difficult time for the churches. The United Church was unable to support a minister, and in 1936, an arrangement to share a minister with Springbank was entered into. This continued for some 30 years. The Anglican congregation was served by a rector who came from elsewhere, and services were not held on a regular basis for many years. The Catholic Church was served by priests who came from other areas such as Banff and Calgary. In reading through the information on religion, one thing that became very clear is that none of the churches would have flourished, or in some cases even survived, without the work of the women of the church. Money was raised through teas and bake sales and other means, and in some cases made the difference between the minister being paid or not, or whether there was heat in the church. This dedication was not centered only on their own church. The women and men of all three churches gladly supported one another's efforts. From this grew a great community spirit and an ecumenical spirit. Youth groups were formed, and in keeping with the ecumenical spirit, membership was not necessarily dependent upon religious conviction. In the early 1940s, Father Lessard, the priest at St. Mary's, began a youth group which welcomed all comers. As well, children from the Anglican Church often attended Vacation Bible School with the youth of St. Andrew's United. Church picnics were also a part of the belonging to a church community. United Church picnics were often held at Crawford Ranch. The ecumenical spirit was shown in other ways. World Prayer Day was hosted by the women of all three churches for many years. The Christmas Walk a Mile was started in the 1960s, uniting all three churches. Later, as other churches were established in the town, they became a part of this event. At one point in the 70s, the three churches met to discuss the building of one ecumenical center. However, because of the small congregations, St. Andrew's and All Saints withdrew, leaving St. Mary's to build a new church on the hill. It was not until the mid-60s that All Saints and St. Andrew's were large enough to support a resident minister. And only when Cochrane began to grow rapidly did these two churches feel the need to expand. Fort Hall was added to All Saints in 1984, and St. Andrew's had just completed a large renovation and extension in the early 2000s. Religious life in Cochrane was primarily the concern of these three churches until the 70s, when other denominations established churches in the community.